This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, along with the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, we begin hour number three, and we say hello to our good pal, the former head coach around these here parts, Jay Gruden, longtime offensive coordinator in the NFL, on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. And Jay Gruden joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Coach.
Hello, Chris. How you doing? Doc Walker, how we doing?
Hey, brother. We're good.
Doing
How's
great.
The family?
Everybody's good.
Good.
Good. You know, Jay became a grandpa. Right, Jay? You got a couple
third
of
third time grandpa.
Yeah,
third.
Right.
First girl Gruden ever.
There you go.
Oh my goodness, she's gonna be guarded like a pit bull.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with the Grudens when it comes to her, right?
Yeah. She's a pit bull herself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, so let's start here before we get to Super Bowl 59. Wanted to get your thoughts right off the bat before we get to the actual football. Yesterday was a big momentous day around here, Jay. I know how much pride you took in being the head coach of the Washington Redskins. Josh Harris put the lid on the Commander's name, said that they ain't changing it. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it's disappointing. You know, it's just been Commanders, Washington football team, Redskins, you know, just pick a name. Maybe he's right. Just pick a name and put an end to all the speculation. But I'd like him to go back to Redskins because that's who we are. That's who we've been, and that's the history of the whole organization. But eventually they got to pick a name. I'm glad it's over.
It's fair. Short and simple.
Well, he's to the point. I mean, Jay lived
enough.
The pride factor, Jay, I was trying to share with Rooster because he was there with us in Philadelphia when they won the East, and the pride level when you win this division on the road in Philadelphia, there's no better place, there's no better crowd to piss off and get it done. You understand, traveling, it's like asking your fan base to go to hell and back. And so you realize how much pride is involved in everything that represents burgundy and gold. And you like people here to just understand what that means.
Oh, 100%. You know, the history of the name is it's first class. And, you know, the Joe Gibbs era and all, everything that went through the Washington Redskins name is just unfortunate. It had to be changed in the first place. But now it's been, what, five, six years now? Now it's about time to just put a kibosh on it.
Yep.
Name the damn team. But it's always going to be the Redskins to me. I don't care what anybody calls it.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of people view things. All right, we'll move on from that, and we'll get to this. Doc and I were just having a conversation. Myles Garrett officially put it out into the ether yesterday. He's asking for a trade from the Browns. They say they're not going to trade him. How much would you be willing to pay any franchise, but specifically Washington, for Myles Garrett, Jay?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of other issues Washington has to figure out first. We got to figure out the offensive line. We got to figure out the defensive line, what we can do with Dante Fowler, Bobby Wagner, what's Marshawn Lattimore's status. I think there's obviously ways they can make it happen with Myles Garrett and be a great addition without a doubt. I'm all for it because he is the best defensive player in pro football. So anytime you get a chance to do that, I'd go for it. But just make sure you have your ducks in a row. Make sure you got other positions taken care of before you start going crazy.
No, I agree. I mean, he's a prize bull, but he can't wreck your program. But they've got to do something because they will not be able to beat the Eagles three times with this current setup because they just don't pressure the quarterback consistently enough. And they don't stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of positions of need, obviously. I think, they had some, defensive line, they got banged up a little bit. I do think they need an explosive pass rusher on the edge. I think Armstrong is a below-average player if you look at his grades. And Dante Fowler, they got a lot out of Dante Fowler. But, his history of his career, he's been under – he hasn't been very productive, but he was this year. So they got to make a decision on him. And then Farrell's a run-stopping defensive end. He's not a pass rusher at all. Mm-hmm. So they need some pressure off the edge from somewhere or somebody. And, Payne and Allen. Allen's, he's not a great pass rusher on the interior either. He's a good defensive tackle, but not exactly an explosive pass rusher. Same with Payne. They're good defensive tackles, but they're not really disruptive pass rushers, if that makes sense. They're, good players. They need somebody off the edge. They need some explosion. They need some power. They need somebody to get the quarterback on the grass.
Jay, you hear people talk all about, how you have the rookie quarterback window, and clearly they are 1 year into it. They can't do an extension until after year three. They technically have Jaden Daniels under control for four more years, at least. So people say strike while the iron is hot. How much of that would be driving you? Because you were involved at times when Bruce and Dan would allow you to, and you were considered very savvy, very sharp by a lot of people I knew inside and outside the organization. How much would that be driving you to say, hey, man, we really got to get a guy like this? We can't have, what we had last year, which you mentioned, Dante Fowler, 10.5 sacks. Great at that, but he couldn't set the run, or he couldn't set the edge, and they couldn't stop the run, or Cleveland Farrell, who was okay at stopping the run, but not really a great pass rusher. We really need this, and we need to strike while the iron is hot.
Pedal to the metal, my friend. This is the time to do it when you're quarterback in the rookie contract with 100%. This is the time to go after. Maybe this is the time to get Myles Garrett, make a splash defensively, get a home run hitter, because Jaden's going to keep you in a lot of games and get a lead. So make teams pass the ball. And if teams are throwing the ball, Myles Garrett, geez, you got to have somebody like that on the edge. When I was there, we had Kerrigan, who was pretty damn good at that. But still not a guy like Myles Garrett that required a chip, that required a tight end to stay in, whatever it might be. He impacts the entire defense in a positive way.
Doc, just one more follow-up on that. I mean, we know that they're not getting the production or the results that they were hoping for when they did long-term extensions with Allen and especially Payne. Could you potentially see one of those guys being dangled as part of a trade package for Garrett or somebody? Like, is that a way to get around not having to send two or three first-round picks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, why not? I think, they drafted well last year, defensive line position, so they have a little bit of depth there. And those guys kind of played a lot of minutes. The defensive line had a pretty good rotation last year. Even when Jonathan went out, they still played pretty good. They weren't world beaters, but they held their own. They won a lot of games with those guys. So I think you have a good nucleus there. You add another guy in a draft, maybe another free agent to add to the depth. And, yeah, for sure, if you have a chance to get a game-changer like Myles Garrett, I for sure would dangle Payne a little bit, or Allen.
Running back, I don't see it right now. Your eyes are better than mine, Jay. How do we get a bell cow on the squad?
It's amazing how after one loss to Philadelphia, we need running backs, offensive line, defensive line, pass rush, linebackers. mm-hmm. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think the visual evidence, obviously, is Saquon Barkley, what he's done for the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, what he did for Detroit. Those guys make a big-time difference. There's just not many of them is the issue. And Brian Robinson Jr. is a tough kid. He runs between the tackles pretty good. He doesn't have that home run hitting ability. He's a gain of 12, 15-yard type guy. I know he had a couple long runs, but for the most part, that's his ceiling. And then Eckler, he's getting a little bit older. He's got third down potential. But they need somebody in there, a little change of pace back, somebody that can run and possibly get a 40, 50-yard gain from time to time out of the backfield or, you know, on the outside zones or between the tackles or on his own reads.
Would be nice if you could find a Saquon Barkley or a Jahmyr Gibbs type, right? If they,
yeah, I mean,
if they just fell off your tree and just, like, were dropped off that tree on the front step of Redskins, I mean, Commander's Park, right?
Yeah, good luck.
It would be nice.
But, you know, that would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Jay Gruden is with us, driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, on a day late. My choice on that, and Jay was nice enough to accommodate so that we could take all the calls yesterday on the name game, but we've moved on. So Cooper Kupp is a guy that obviously you have some familiarity with. I mean, Sean drafted him in Los Angeles. You know, I know you've studied him. I know, look, very productive. Obviously, I think great route runner. Tough as you know what, does have some injuries. He, I guess, was told by Sean and Les Snead that they're moving on and that they're going to try and trade him to the best possible situation. I assume he would be a pretty good fit with Terry, or is that a wrong assumption?
Oh, no, he'd be a good fit with anybody because he's a team player. He fits into the mentality of the Washington Commander football team and what Dan Quinn and Peters want. He's a team guy. He will block on the perimeter. He'll block linebackers. He'll block defensive ends. He'll do his part in the running game, but in the passing game, he'll know where he's supposed to be. He's got great hands. He's not as fast as he used to be. He's not a true number one anymore, but he can line up on the inside, do a lot of damage in the slot. And I think that's what they need. They need another guy in the middle on the slot. Ertz is getting a little bit older. He can work the tight end position a little bit, but we need somebody on the slot that gets some separation, work those option routes, which I don't think they have right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because you're right. I mean, for all the things that went right, they really didn't have that, right? Because Diami's not really a slot guy. Zacchaeus kind of is, right? Jamison Crowder
kinda
is, but you need an upgrade there is the point.
Yeah, exactly. And the upgrade you want is a guy that is dependable and a guy that will do some of the dirty work. Because I know some of the runs that Cliff likes to run requires the receivers to block, sometimes defensive ends, sometimes linebackers. And then the RPO's off of the bubble screen, still block the perimeter guys for if you want to throw the bubble screen out to Terry or to the running back or Eckler. You need receivers that will block, and Cooper Kupp is one of the best blocking receivers there is. You don't realize that because of his size, but he's a tough son of a gun.
Yeah,
he's
no doubt. If you had to make a trade for Cooper Kupp, is that like that's not a multiple first round pick thing in my eyes? That's a maybe a second round pick. What would you say
I think it'd be like fourth. Third
oh, okay,
fourth,
so probably. That low. Okay, all right.
That's, yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some teams might go higher. I mean, the Cowboys could use them, the Giants, I mean, the Texans. I mean, I went through it this morning. There's you know, a half dozen to a dozen teams that could use his services. But not being a true number one receiver, he's a role player now. He's not a number one guy. He's not a triple crown winner like he was 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure.
He's going to be a 45, 50 catch guy for 700-800 yards, which is great. And he'll do a lot of other things. But I don't think he's worth a first or second rounder.
Yeah, people forget he's also 31 and, again, does have an injury history.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. All right, let's spin you to Super Bowl 59. The Eagles, of course, disposing of the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. I think, you know, that game, as we talked about, was closer than probably the final score would indicate. But the Chiefs are going for three Super Bowls in a row. So, I think maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't think I am. Clearly, they're better at quarterback and head coach, meaning the Chiefs. What I wonder about is, can the Chiefs' defense with Spagnuolo and the aggressive blitzing scheme cause all sorts of problems for Barkley and Jalen Hurts and force them into mistakes or bottle up Barkley, which nobody seems to be able to do?
Well, that's a $1 million question. I think Justin Reed's going to come out of a safety spot and be a very active safety in this game early in downs. And obviously, Chris Jones and Dana, those guys are pretty good run stoppers. And Karlofkis, you know, they play good sound defense. But they gave up 85, 90 yards to Joe Mixon. They gave up 90 yards to Cook last week.
Yep.
So it's not
James
like they're
Kirk,
all American run stopping defense. It's going to be tough for them to stop this guy. I mean, nobody's done it yet. The big thing is stopping the home runs. You know, limit them to a couple singles and a couple doubles, but get away from the 60 to 70 yarders. I know that was Washington's plan, but on play one, he got 60-yard touchdown. So you got to stop the 60 yarders and make him drive down the field and then force Jalen to throw it. And I think they can get pressure because Philly's not a great pass protecting team. They're a very good run blocking team, but not a good pass protecting team. I mean, the Rams sacked them 7 times.
Yeah.
Their injuries in the interior for Philly, are they going to be able to overcome that?
Yeah, Juergens and Dickinson are both out or questionable. That's the big thing. You got a back and a knee, and I don't know how long it takes for a back to recover. I don't know how bad Dickerson's knee is. So that's a big time factor in the ball game. I think they'll probably be limited all week in practice this week, and they'll probably give it a go on game day. But you know, they were really limping around there in the last game that they played. They didn't look good at all. So yeah, that's right, Doc. That's a big time factor.
We also have to keep in mind Saquon Barkley was banged up for the first, you know, half or so of the NFC Championship game. I mean, he had the big run, but remember, he was on the sideline, he was on the bike, he was dealing with some, and he did come back in as Gainwell got hurt. But something to keep in mind, you know, just because a guy practices in full, Jay, you know this, guy practices in full, guy is cleared to play, guy starts to play, and then something happens early during a game, and it's on like Donkey Kong sometimes.
Unlike Donkey Kong. Well, yes, it is, Chris. Yeah.
I couldn't think of something creative to say, Jay, you know?
Yeah, most coaches do the opposite. They say limited, 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 questionable, and then they play.
Right.
You know? But, you know, it's a cat and mouse game, but Saquon, I think, has a calf. I think, obviously, he'll be fine. But you're right. You never know what happens throughout the course of a game. And, you know, the long stretches, the long delays, people get tight on the sideline, and they burst and they pull something, you know. So there'll be a lot of factors out there, but I think Saquon will be fine. It's just a matter of stopping him. Good luck.
In terms of trying to keep the Kansas City passing attack contained under control, clearly pressuring and harassing Patrick Mahomes. But Kelce is the guy that I can't figure out, because I thought, you know, after having kind of a pedestrian regular season, first couple of playoff games or two, he was really good, and then not so much in the conference championship game, right? Like, I don't know what to expect there against a very talented secondary. Is it Xavier Worthy that has to be, like, really, really good in this game for Kansas City, or is it Kelce? How do you kind of look at that?
These guys are all about first, second down, run pass option type plays. You know, they like to run the ball and they have the passes off of the stick and the flat, the little slant behind the linebackers if the linebackers get aggressive. That's where all their hate comes from. Then they get to third and four, they get man coverage, and they do all the crossing route, pick routes, and they're very effective at that. As far as true drop back goes, they don't want to do that. That's not who they are. They can't protect right now. Thune's playing left tackle. He can't do it. And they're not very good. So they have to stay in third and three and four, get man covers, work their pick routes, work Kelce in the middle of the field. And that's how they do it. They move the ball 10, 12, 13 play drives, and they make a play in the red zone. And Mahomes scrambles around, throws a dump off to somebody in the corner end zone, and they score. It's ugly, but it's effective. But that's how they play. I don't see Patrick Mahomes dropping back 45, 50 times and throw for 350 yards. This is a ball control type team that's going to use the bubble screens, the RPOs, and then on third down, Mahomes is going to have to scramble.
Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. One more. Andy Reid said he's coming back for at least one more year. I mean, I guess if you had to work with Patrick Mahomes and if you were winning, maybe it's three Super Bowls Sunday night in a row, that would drive you to come back. Or would it drive you to, I don't know, retire and go on a yacht like Dan Snyder is?
I'd coach till I was 100 years old if I had Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. There's no doubt.
That would help.
You know, the game plan is a lot easier. What do we want to run here? Let's run 82, Hank. Sure. Okay, Patrick, you make it work. Okay, great. You know, it's unbelievable what he can do. And then he has Spags, the defensive coordinator, with him, who's going to take control. He has Matt Nagy, who's, you know, knows his offense, can help him on the offense side of the ball. He's got a veteran staff, guys he's worked with forever. It's not like he has to put in the, you know, 18-hour days. I'm sure he can get in there at 7 in the morning, leave at 7 at night, and work normal hours. But, yeah, he's doing a great job and has a great team around him and a great ownership and a great general manager.
Last thing, I think we asked you about Brian Schottenheimer last week, so I'll leave that on the side with the Cowboys. The Saints' job is still open, but it looks like that's going to Kellen Moore after this Super Bowl. Maybe there'll be a surprise there. Which team do you think ultimately, with some time to digest and whatnot, hit the biggest home run? Is it absolutely the Bears, or is there something to still be concerned about when it comes to Ben Johnson?
Well, it has to be everybody's concerned. This is first-time head coaches. They've never done it before. You know, your forte is calling plays. Now you can't really put the time in necessary to be a great play call. You can, but it's a lot different. You know, and I'm sure Ben will still be able to put the time in, but he doesn't have the offensive line the Detroit Lions had. He does not have Jared Goff, the experience, and LaMondre St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery. So he's going to have to make adjustments and see how he does. He can't run the same offense he ran at Detroit, the play action, and wait for Jameson Williams to run an 18, 25-yard dagger across. He doesn't have a lineman to do that. So he's going to have to make some big-time adjustments, as is Liam Cohen, as is Schottenheimer, all these guys are. It's interesting to see how they do. I'm surprised Brian Flores didn't get a job with his toughness somewhere. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there that I thought were more deserving than some of the guys that got them, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no doubt. Jay Gruden with us as always. Jay, thank you for making time for us,
Coach,
on a Tuesday as opposed to Monday. We'll talk to you, obviously, after the Super Bowl next week.
You got it. See you guys. See you, Doc.
That is the great Jay Gruden on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. Home of Ted Britt for Life, Lifetime Vehicle Covered Seat, and shop them all at TedBritt.com. We have not gotten to the Lakers.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.